Hinea Kuoro joins us. Down in Ngai Tuhoi, there are hapu villages that are breaking ground. What are hapu villages? Well, we'll find out in a moment. Will it be Hine, tēnā koe, ko Dale tēnei?
Kia ora, Dale.
Kia ora, Hine, tēnā koe. Hapu villages, it makes sense. We sort of know of Papakainga housing. Our people always lived in hapu pre-European times, or actually pre-urban drift days of the 1950s. Could you share a little kōrero about what's behind hapu villages and maybe you could illustrate that by talking about where you're from and what's going on literally in your hood, please, Hine.
Morena, Dale. I'm here with my Uncle Tikirei from Te Uruwera Hapu. So we'll just do a little bit of an introduction and then, yeah, we'll share a little bit about what's behind hapu villages.
Tēnā koe. Uncle Tikirei, tēnā koe. Kōrero mai e hoa.
Tēnā koe. Morena, hoa. Tēnā te mihi e tika koutou. E noho mai nei tēnā takiwa. Ka whakamihi ki te hunga kai te aleare mai nā tariwa. Kia mōhio mai kai te ha. Kai te ha runa, kai te ha raro, kai te ha roto, kai te ha waho. Nari ko te mea nui. Kai te rono atu, kai te kautu atu, kai te kororo atu kia koe tēnei kā mihi.
Kia ora, tata. Tēnā koe, te rangatira. Kia ora, Tikira. Hine, from Te Uruwera, whereabouts more specifically are you guys living in? And tell us about this hapu village, Kaupapa, Whongai Tuhoi, please.
Okay, kia ora, Dale. So I'm Hine Kuoro Hōhua. I'm born and raised in Ruapoki. And I'm from Ngā Tikaura Hapu of Papakaina Marae. So the kaupapa behind hapu villages is it's a tūhoe fight back against individualism. Individualism, loneliness and neglect, Dale. So it's very much a tūhoe response to whānau. So this is us amping up connectedness of whānau to their hapu, to their tribal, to our iwi, and to our homeland, to Te Uruwera. So hapu villages is very much about our culture and our people development. And what I mean about that is, this is us tūhoe investing in tūhoe people and tūhoe futures. So talking about tūhoe futures, 10 years ago, hapu villages was only a dream for us at Ngā Tikaura. And our dream was to see how we can ensure the survival of Ngā Tikaura into the future for another 100 years. So that our children and their grandchildren continue to know who they are and where they come from and to be humbly proud about that.
Tēnā koe. Tako mokopona no Ruatoki, te whānau Te Akiwai, kia ora kōrua. So I'm interested in, and I really like the way, Hine, that you mentioned about loneliness, because that is a real thing and connectedness, so vital. I think we've sort of got a perception of what Papakainga housing is. This is called hapu villages. What's planned? Mm. Tikirei, maybe you could climb in here too, or Hine, whomever would like to. Just describe, because I've been to Ruatoki numerous times, so is there a development underway? Is it at its planning stage? Just paint a picture for us of what's planned.
Okay. Yeah, for me, as one of the kaumātua within my party, so I'm one of those children who was born in the 50s. So I'm very fortunate to be part of this dream, as my niece mentioned. It was only a dream. So their dream has become reality. A reality and it's an awakening of ancient coming into the future. So I really admire the vigor and also the commitment and all those people who could see the vision, who can try and get our people to see the bigger picture. So having my niece here, Kōrō, from that perspective of a rangatahi from Tūhoe, so it's really good for us as the kaumātua and also the chairman of my hapū at the Tōtara Marae. So, I'm just really fortunate to have young people around me and be my backbone and frontliner so I can be who I am and to assure that tikana, Tūhoe tikana is still prominent within our villages and also all our mokopuna, those who are here and those are not here yet. So, it's a bit of an overwhelming for us, nā kaumātua. So,
Oh, well, I'd say it's good. You've got to strengthen the village, the hapu village there, so you can win and retain the Wharenuku trophy there, Chief. So good talking with you. Hey, Hine, what stage are we at with this? Is it in the planning stages? How many whare are we talking about? And it's not just Kaumātua housing, is it? Where are we at with the kaupapa, just in planning stages, or has ground been broken already?
So hapu villages, if we fast forward today, this is us building 21st century marae complex, complete with our right tikana flow, and inside, so like for our marae is called Papa Kaina. And, you know, papa is like a flat or a terrace, and then kaina are all the homes that are built up and around that. And so when you translate papa kaina, it's a village. So it in our hapu villages at Papa Kaina and Tōtara, you have the marae at the centre. You have a 21st century marae, and then you have all these homes all around the marae. And the homes are made up of different sizes, and that's to accommodate really for the different makeups of whānau that we have in our hapū, because we're wanting to, and we would love to see tamariki, mokopuna, their parents, nannies, koros, aunties and uncles bringing these places to life. So this is not a housing project, this is very much about kingship and culture. And so we're kind of excited that this Sunday we will be breaking ground on the 31st day, Uncle. We're breaking ground by doing a karakia whakawāpia. And this is a huge milestone for us. And so, this is us. That'll be us on Sunday.
Well, kia ora, I look forward to following the kaupapa too as it unfolds and blossoms. But it's been lovely to have a brief kōrero with both of you, Hine and Uncle. Thanks for sharing your whakaro with our peeps up here in Tāmaki Makaurau, and all the best to our whananga down there in Rātoki. Kia ora kōrua, mauri ora kia kōrua.
Kia ora, Dale. Hei kona.
Hei kona, thanks very much for sharing some time with us.